Hey, it's your girl Frenchie, and good morning and welcome to Frenchie Talks. I've been MIA. I've been on a straight hiatus, okay? But a lot of things have changed about me. I now live in downtown LA. It's a good experience. My kids love it. I love it. It's very manageable. I never thought that I would be down there, but let me let you tune into a lot of other things that's been going on in my life right now. I've been away because I've been going through weird situations and relationships, friends and men, like, and some guy I was talking to. It's a lot of crazy crap going on, and I just want to say it's so funny when you go through a move, you see a whole lot of different changes. You see that other people move out of your life as well too. So let's get into the first thing. The move, okay? The move was very hectic. I had to throw away so much shit, okay? You'll be surprised at like all the shit that you accumulate over the years. Like, it's just so fucking crazy. Like, I was just sitting here going through like my kid's room, and I'm just like, why was this here all this time? Like, he doesn't even fit this. Goodwill. It was to the point where I seen a woman on the side of the street, and I got her number, and I said, hey, what's your kid's sizes? I'm gonna give you a whole bunch of clothes, you know? But yeah, like, it's just, you'll be surprised when you go through a move, all of the accumulated things that you keep over the years. It's just ridiculous. I feel like spring cleaning, it's just not, you know, just you clean your house. No, I think you should go through your shit too. Like, for real, like, and make bags and bags and bags of stuff that you just don't need, because you'll be surprised when it gets to a move, it's hectic, okay? Very hectic, okay? Yeah, but from downtown Long Beach to downtown LA, like, I didn't expect the move to be so freaking expensive. Moving is expensive. Like, it's not just a 1, 2, 3 thing. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's actually really, it's, like I said, it's hectic. I got a U-Haul. The U-Haul came up to almost $200 fucking dollars. Like, why? Like, why? Because I had to double back. Like, I should have just got the bigger truck, but I wasn't thinking. Like I said, I had a lot of shit, you know? But yeah, overall, I appreciate everyone that helped during my move. It was very hectic, but we got it done. And shout out to my neighbor downstairs. He is the GOAT. Oh my God, my second trip, I had to do it by myself. He heard me up there complaining and going through things, and he went up there and he helped me out. Shout out to Andrew. You're the shit. We got to hang out. I will never forget you. He was really sweet. I'm a real good neighbor. Other than that, yeah, my move to downtown LA was hectic, but I got it done. I am there. I have a great view. I see. I'm like right next to everything. Like, dream apartment. But other than that, yeah. So during the move, I have came across, you know, things that I didn't understand. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I guess that's just all part of the move. Like, when you're moving, you're pushing certain things out of your life as well too. And if you guys are wondering, like, what the hell is that background in the back? It's my car. I'm in my car. I'm in a Tesla. This car is fucking awesome. I don't pay any gas. I paid $12 to fill up. This is like retarded. I'm about to go fill up again so I can start my day. It only takes about like 20 minutes to fill up. It's just ridiculous. Like, and then you're good, like, literally all day. But back to the conversation. Yeah, during my move, I came across a lot of things that I wasn't expecting to happen to me. And the number one thing was, like, you know, changes of friendship and just unnecessary things and people showing their true colors and so on and so forth. Yeah, never again will I, like, extend myself out the way I used to certain people. Like, I'm actually at peace right now, and I think it was for the better, you know. But all things happen for a reason, you know. That's what I always tell people. Things happen for a reason. Some people will be happy for you. Some people are not genuinely happy for you, you know. They don't want to see you progress and grow, and they'll show you in so many ways, you know. But yeah, that goes on for that topic. That's just how I'm gonna put it, you know. Farewell, sweet will, whatever. But other than that, relationships, the reason why I've been so hiatus is because I was in a relationship with somebody that was very insecure, and he couldn't believe that I was for him. Couldn't believe it. He felt like I was an attention whore and all this other shit. But it's just like, how can you get with someone that is literally on social media with a podcast, a lingerie company, ZayluxCollection.com. I post cool pictures on my Instagram. Well, this is one before I even got with him. I was posting cool pictures on Instagram. You know, just enjoying myself. I feel like I was enjoying myself, you know. You gotta love yourself before you love anybody, you know. And I really feel like I could say that I'm in love with myself, and it's not a bad thing to be in love with yourself. But one thing is you cannot be in a relationship with someone that doesn't understand the difference between loving yourself and being a show off, you know. So yeah, my next relationship, or whoever I become in a relation, you know, relations, those things, I feel like I can't be with someone that is insecure. I feel like if you're insecure, we will never work. We can't work. If you're insecure, we cannot work. And that's just that. That is just that. And another thing, if you're okay being at a certain level and you do not want to progress and grow, oh, we definitely cannot talk either. If you feel like as if people that want to progress and get to a different state in their life that was way better than before, like moving from like the hood to probably downtown LA or downtown Long Beach, living next to the beach, if you feel like that person is bougie or anything like that, you're literally a product of your environment. Like, if you feel like you cannot do better than what you're doing, that's a problem. And I feel like that's some shit that you need to talk to a psychiatrist about, because that's crazy. Like, I don't understand how somebody does not want to see themselves do better than what they have been seeing all their damn life. It just doesn't make any sense to me. So yeah, that goes on about relationships and dealing with different types of individuals when it comes to insecurity. And trust me, your man can fucking hate on you, okay? This is a real fucking fact, okay? Or your lady. I never seen a partner in my life hate on their partner until now. Like, that shit was fucking crazy. Like, that is fucking insane. But yeah, and another thing, make sure you guys talk about, like, when you get in a relationship with someone, make sure you guys talk about childhood traumas, because childhood traumas could really, like, fuck up your relationship really, really bad. If you are dealing with somebody that never was shown love when they were a child, you need to really talk to them about that, because it could really affect your relationship on how they love you. They may not think that it's like that, but trust me, oh my God, it's like that. If that person does not know how to love and they're like already kind of set in their ways, good luck, because it's not going to change. Like, it's just not going to change. It's going to be the same. But, God, yeah. That's all I can say about the relationships that I have came across. Because I even dealt with that with my ex-fiance. Mother on drugs. Wasn't there. Only love that that person received was granny love, you know. But had a resentment towards the mother. That is a big fucking deal. Like, you have to be a very strong person to deal with something like that. And me, I come from a two-parent household. And even though me and my mom have spats here and there, like, I feel that it's love there. You know what I mean? But, yeah. I really feel like people should really, like, really talk about childhood traumas before they get in any fucking relationship with anybody. Because if you don't, you're gonna be in a world big of a trouble, like with some bullshit that you don't want to deal with, and it's gonna be very bad. It could be good, but it could be bad too, because at the end of the day, you can't always be your partner's therapist too. And that's another thing too, always dealing with, you know, their emotional issues and stuff like that. Sometimes you just might need to let your partner know that they need to talk to a therapist, because you can't always be that. It takes a toll on you as well. But, yeah. Things that's going on in the world right now. Meg Thee Stallion. I know that's just like a big old swing off, but I just really want to touch bases on that. If anybody's seen that interview, I'm going to be honest with you. If anybody talked to me before about that whole situation, I hope you know it wasn't Tori. Because it does not make any sense. Her story doesn't make any sense. How the hell was she standing over the window? Make it make sense. It's just little things that she was saying. It's just like, it sounds like it's a lie and you're still trying to cover up some shit. Just be honest. Your best friend shot you, Meg. Your best friend shot you. It's the reason why Tori quiet. Because your best friend shot you. Tori said enough in that song. If anybody remember that song, it's a song with him like in a boat or something, and like it's raining and he's explaining the whole situation. If you listen to that song, you'll know who shot her. It was her best friend. But other than that, right now I am sitting here eating this Starbucks bacon bites, and I fucking love this shit. And Starbucks with this macchiato, whatever, caramel frappuccino with this chocolate chip is so good. That's what I'm over here smacking and drinking on, by the way. But other than that, I just wanted to give you a little update. This is like a little update show, and just a little bit of things that's on my mind about this entertainment business. I just really feel like this shit is so stupid. But other than that, yeah, I'm gonna be back later on this week. Now I'm a little bit settled in my apartment. I'll be back real soon with some friends, and we'll be talking about the mental health situation of how people need to stop making fun of people with mental health issues and actually understand that this is a big issue. And if you are going through mental issues, it's nothing wrong with it. Go get some help. It's not hard to go get some help. You can talk to someone. They have medication. If you feel like you don't want to take medication, like I said, you can talk to someone in a safe space. They have lots of doctors that you can talk to that are not going to push you just to go take medicine. They'll actually sit there and talk to you, because everybody needs someone they can talk to that is in a safe space. You know what I mean? So check that out. Don't be scared. There's nothing wrong with having mental issues. You can always get help for it. And please, if you know someone is going through something mentally, do not degrade them and make them feel less than. Like, I don't like that. Like, I suffer from anxiety sometimes. My anxiety level has went tremendously down ever since this move. Oh my God, my anxiety levels were so freaking high. Plus, I was dealing with that crazy ass relationship. Oh my goodness. Like, it just took a toll on me. So just literally don't judge anybody that goes through things like this. You know, everybody has different situations. Anxiety is not that bad. Anxiety is just you being overwhelmed with things and your body just bottles up and cannot deal with it sometimes, and it hurts. But other than that, there are other mental health issues that are out there that people suffer from. So like I said, just don't judge them. Offer the help, you know, that you can, like, you know, direct them to, because some people don't know where to go, you know. But as far as making fun of people, I am not for that, and I am that's like really big for me. I don't like that. So, because you never know, you making fun of that person, they probably might not even be here the next day. So don't do that. Other than that, like I said, I'll be back real soon to talk about more about that. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and, you know, with this little morning car chat. I think I'm gonna start doing this every morning. And then, like, Fridays and Saturdays have, like, the little chat with the friends. But yeah, thank you for tuning in, and share, like, support. You can actually, you know, send donations to my podcast. It's very great, appreciative. Like, I'm very appreciative about it. Thank you. thank you for all the support so far with the donations. I really, truly appreciate it. You guys have a good morning and stay blessed.